With BookBeats, I'm Don Swain. Robert McNeil attributes his love of books and the English language to his mother, who read aloud to him when he was a child in Nova Scotia.
It was during the Depression years, when there wasn't a lot else they could afford to do, and my father was away most of the time.
For long periods at sea, Robert McNeil, one half of the McNeil-Lehrer NewsHour team on PBS, describes his early years and his passion for the word in a memoir, Wordstruck.
I didn't set out to write that as a memoir. I set out to write a book about how I found pleasure in the language.
But to understand that feeling about the language, Robert McNeil had to explore his past.
It became necessary almost immediately in order to find the origins of that, as I say, to snoop around in my childhood, and then that got interesting.
Robert McNeil is of a generation of Canadians who felt anything important was happening somewhere else. Shortly after he graduated from college and a variety of jobs in the theater and on radio and TV, McNeil fled to London, creating a wide separation between him and his family.
If I'd stayed, had the patience to stay, or just left for a while and gone back to where I grew up and written about those people, I would have been closer to my own material, to my own roots.
Wordstruck is a companion piece, a sort of pre-sequel to an earlier book, The Right Place and the Right Time, in which Robert McNeil writes of his days working for a wire service and as a foreign correspondent for NBC News. Robert McNeil's Wordstruck was published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swain. In Nova Scotia, as the biting wind blew in from the sea, Robert McNeil would curl up in warm pajamas as his mother read to him Dickens, Kipling, Swift, the authors heavily weighted to the British.
Books that were far more sophisticated in their vocabulary and general sort of literary quality than a kid of 6 or 7 or 8 is capable of reading, and I was not a precocious reader myself.
Robert McNeil grew up in the Depression, a pre-TV childhood, and he writes about his love for words and books in a memoir, Wordstruck.
My favorite book ever and still, Treasure Island, Stevenson's Treasure Island.
Robert McNeil of the PBS broadcast The McNeil-Lehrer Report inherited his father's books and through them could virtually trace his father's life.
He always wrote wherever he bought a book and wherever he was when he got it, he wrote in it. So I can tell what he was reading at various times in his life, which, since he died quite young, has helped me to know him.
Robert McNeil had intended to join the Navy, but flunked the algebra exam and didn't get in. He dabbled in theater and radio and TV in Canada before he landed in journalism, starting as a writer for a British wire service in London. McNeil now lives in the U.S., but he is still a Canadian citizen.
As I say at the very last line of the book, I found this wonderful quote from Joseph Brodsky. I feel I am a citizen of the great English language.
Robert McNeil's touching memoir of his childhood and of his love for language and literature is Wordstruck, published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. In his memoir, Wordstruck, Robert McNeil writes of his boyhood in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and his love affair with words and the radio. McNeil was acting in a college production of Shakespeare when a CBC producer asked him if he wanted some radio acting. That led to announcing, engineering, and news writing.
On Sunday mornings, they had me writing a commentary on the week's news, a sort of review of the week's news with a kind of interpretive commentary. And here I was, an absolutely wet kid of 21, knowing nothing.
After college, Robert McNeil quit a staff announcing job with the CBC and with $2,000 in his pocket, set sail for London to become a playwright.
Went through the money fairly fast, and I wanted to get married. And my prospective father-in-law had the rather old-fashioned idea that his daughter should marry someone who had gainful employment.
For 5 years, McNeil worked as a writer for a British wire service, never to see a play of his produced. But the journalism took off after he was hired by NBC News as a correspondent.
All over Europe and Africa and the Middle East, all the trouble spots, and that was thrilling.
McNeil was in Dallas for NBC the day Kennedy was shot, and he writes of his correspondent days in an earlier memoir, The Right Place at the Right Time. McNeil has settled in with Jim Lehrer at PBS, but believes that something has happened to unlock the door of his unconscious mind.
And I think it's opened again, and I'm in the middle of a play now, and I haven't written a play for 25 years.
He's also starting to work on his first novel. Robert McNeil's moving memoir of boyhood, Wordstruck, was published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.